Good morning and welcome to Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And before I get to my first guest, I have the current president of that organization on the phone. I have Leslie Stein. Leslie, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. How are you today, Justin?
Good morning, President Leslie Stein. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing perfect.
Great. Well, I thank you so much for calling in today. Can people sign up for the Route 40 Business Association today if they want it, Leslie?
Yes, they can. They can go to our website, www.route40business.com, and under members, they can sign up and become a member.
And that's route40business.com. And to make that simple, I shared the link a little bit ago on our page on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/WHGMGold and also link to your actual Facebook page so people could sign up for you today. And I know you guys are never bored over there at the Route 40 Business Association. And what do you guys have coming up, Leslie?
Oh, we're very excited to announce that we are having our October Meet, Greet, and Eat on October 13th from 5 to 7 at the Venetian Italian Eatery in Edgewood. And I believe Nick is one of the guests today that can tell you more about the Venetian Italian Eatery. So we're excited to go there. We have two wonderful sponsors as well as our host. We have our sponsors as Bay Vanguard Bank and TD's Badass Creations. So we thank them for sponsoring this event for us and our host for hosting it.
Do people need to be a member to attend?
No, they do not. Admission is free to the event. We do ask that you register ahead of time, and you can go to our website and you can register. It's under the events tab, or it's actually a tag that goes along on the front page that you can click there for more details. We ask that you bring your business cards because it is a networking event, and we have a wonderful attendance.
So that's happening when again?
Wednesday, October 13th from 5 to 7.
All right. So they'll be here before you know it, so you can register for that now. And then anything else coming up, Leslie?
Yes. We have our spring roundup. It will be held on Friday, April 29th, 2022, from 5 to 9:30 p.m. at LeBlanc at the Seaplane Base. We had a wonderful time last year, great attendance. We have sponsorships available. Tickets will be going on sale shortly. So please keep an eye out on our website about the sponsorship availability and our ticket sales. And we look forward to having everyone come.
Wow, so already something to look forward to coming up in the new year. And that's coming up in April of 2022?
Correct. Friday, April 29th. 2022.
All right. And then keep up to date on your website at route40business.com. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGMGold. So the current president of the Route 40 Business Association, Leslie Stein, I want to thank you so much for calling in today. Give us more information about what you guys have coming up. Thank you so much, Leslie.
No, thank you, Justin, and have a wonderful day.
You as well, Leslie. Take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye. And my actual first guest this morning is Kim Barth, the owner and director of Le Banc de Fleuve in Havre de Grace. Kim, are you there?
I'm here, Justin. Good morning.
Kim, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thank you. I appreciate calling in. Of course, you're with the Route 40 Business Association, right?
I am. Have been a member there probably about 7 years now. It's a fantastic organization.
Okay, great. So it sounds like you would recommend to a business that's getting ready to open or been in business for a while to reach out to the Route 40 Business Association?
Anytime I meet anyone on that corridor or in the surrounding area, I always refer them to the association as a way to get introduced to and interact with all the surrounding businesses. It's a great way to raise awareness of what you're doing.
Yeah, you get to network with these people you might not normally meet with, especially when you're involved with the community and you have events coming up. So it's a good way
to
meet these people. So like I said earlier, if you want more information, we posted that link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/WHGMGold with a direct link to their website, route40business.com, and a link to their actual Facebook page. When you click on there, you're going to have access to your stuff, and your direct website is lebancdefleuve.com. And, you know, when you go to that website, Kim, it asks you if you want to translate to French or English. And for those that might not have heard of Le Banc de Fleuve, can you kind of explain what that is, Kim?
So the origination of the name of the company, Le Banc de Fleuve, which means the bank on the river, was selected because our first wedding venue, located on St. John Street in Havre de Grace, is in fact an old bank on the river. So it's a historic bank built in the early 1900s, beautiful marble walls and chandeliers, you know, quite the romantic scene for any special event, particularly weddings, which we host many of each year. So that's how we derived the name.
And so that's what you guys are known for the wedding venues?
We are very much known for weddings and special events. When I first came into Habit of Grace 11 years ago and started La Banque de Fleuve, it was very much my goal that we would turn Habit of Grace into a major East Coast wedding destination. And we've been very successful in doing that, in attracting couples and showing them why they should get married here, not just at La Banque de Fleuve or at our neighboring venue, our waterfront property, La Banque at the Seaplane Base, but also in Habit of Grace as a whole. Because what you get as a couple when you come here, you get this fantastic view of the river and beautiful customer service. You're surrounded by great vendors. And then you have to offer your guests that are coming in the unbelievable city town of Habit of Grace, Maryland, located at the top of the Chesapeake Bay. I can't recommend us and them enough as a whole for any visiting client. They can certainly put together an entire weekend destination for themselves, for their families and guests. It's safe, it's beautiful, it's clean, and it's close. So it's a super fantastic place to host a special event.
And you offer more than just one venue, from what I understand, right? Like, it depends on the number of people, I guess?
Well, it's based on many different factors. Of course, the number of guests. Our larger waterfront venue, we could put 300 people safely back here with no issues whatsoever. We have an event tent. We have indoor luxury space. We have beautiful waterfront decks, a dock, patios, just a great location for people to come, relax, enjoy, dance, dine, get married, of course. It's also a small airport. It's the Habit of Grace Seaplane Base, thus the name. And we have brides at some times. So far, it's only been brides. No brave grooms yet. But the girls seem to like the idea of climbing in a plane and coming in and landing on the water, getting out of the plane in their wedding dress onto our 150-foot dock. And instead of going down the aisle, they're coming up the aisle right toward their guests. It's a fantastic way to enter into, you know, your wedding.
That is amazing. And so where exactly are you located?
We're located right in downtown Habit of Grace at 309 and 321 St. John Street. We often are open to the public when there's a special event in town, First Fridays or any festival, in fact. You generally will find our doors open. We consider these properties to be an artifact of the city. They're both historic in nature, and we welcome the general public to come in when we are open for those events and take a tour. Certainly, we welcome any phone calls and email inquiries for our brides and couples that wish to come in and interview us as a possibility for their wedding. It's a beautiful business to be in, Justin, I have to tell you.
It sounds like it. What's the best phone number to call you, Kim?
410-942-1444.
You want to say that one more time?
410-942-1444.
And you can find that directly on your website, labanquedefleuve.com. And to make it simple, with that spelling being a little difficult, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We're going to have a direct link to get you to the Route 40 Business Association's actual website and Facebook page. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. So if someone calls that number like today, is someone around today to answer that question? Or is it more like a Monday through Friday they should wait for? Or how does that work, Kim?
We're open for business almost every day. Mm-hmm. And certainly someone is here most of the time to answer phone calls. If not, we try to get back to any inquiries within 24 hours.
So you guys have a couple different venues. You've got the airport there. It's very special that this is right here in town. And so where exactly are you located again, Kim?
We're at 309 St. John Street is our waterfront venue, and right next door, 321 St. John Street.
All right. It's very special to see. And then again, what was that phone number to call you for more information?
410-942-1444.
And again, that's directly on your website. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold.
And yes, and Justin, my name's Kim Barth. If they have any troubles finding me or getting information, they're welcome to send me a message personally on Facebook as well.
Okay. And that's Kim, B-A-R-T-H, right?
You got it. Absolutely.
Right. So they can find you on there as well. So that's why I have the owner and director for La Banque de Fleuve on the phone, Kim Barth. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to give us a call today to give us more information about what you offer. Thank you so much, Kim.
I just want to say thank you for listening. And I hope whoever's out there and looking for a venue for a special event or a wedding, they'll absolutely consider giving us a call and talking to us and find out what we have to offer. I promise you won't be disappointed. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great day. Thanks.
You as well.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the second segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Steve Semmeldorfer, the owner of Be More Electric, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the second segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And my second guest is the owner of Be More Electric. I have Steve Semmeldorfer on the phone. Steve, are you there?
I'm here.
Steve, good morning. How are you doing today so far?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Route 40 Business Association, right?
That's correct.
And about how long have you been with them, Steve?
It's been about just under a year now with the Route 40 Business Association.
Oh, okay. And about how long has your business been around for?
We were established in 2017.
So okay.
Just under 5 years.
So for a couple of years. So from what you've seen, not that you should live with regret, Steve, but do you wish you would have joined the Route 40 Business Association now that you see what they offer?
Knowing what I know now, yes, I would have taken a little different approach in the beginning, and I would have got established in the association a lot sooner.
So if a business is listening and they've been in business for a while or getting ready to open up, you would recommend to them to reach out to the Route 40 Business Association as well?
Absolutely. There's one thing that I've learned in owning this business for these few years is that it is crucial for a small business owner to get involved with other small business owners. And that community really helps each other out and grow and be able to work with each other and collaborate. It's very powerful.
Absolutely. And you get to network with people you might not normally meet with. So it's definitely worth checking out. And if you do want more information about them, you can go directly to their website, route4040business.com. To make it simple, earlier this morning, we shared that link on our Facebook page with a link to their website and a link to their actual Facebook page. Just go to our page on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is bemoreelectric.com. And for those who might not have heard of that, Steve, can you kind of explain what that is and what you offer?
Sure. Yeah. So we're an electrical contractor. We have a residential, commercial, and industrial division. So we work with homeowners to tackle projects they might have in the home. We work with business owners that might be purchasing new equipment and need power for that equipment, or they want to try to save energy. And we are signed up with the BG&E's Energy Savers Program, so we can actually come out and do an energy audit and recommend some changes as far as like light fixtures are concerned to get them to save some money every month with their bills. And then on the industrial side, we primarily handle repairs on machines of different equipment, installation of new equipment for commercial and industrial uses.
So if someone's getting ready to, build a home and they're putting all this electric stuff in there, would they call you for that, Steve?
That's correct. They can call, depending on their contract with whatever builder they're using. Sometimes builders have specific electricians that they have to use. But if they're building a new home and it's all custom, they can most certainly reach out to us and we can review the plans and give them pricing.
Is there a phone number that they would call?
That's correct. Yeah, it's 410-712-6577.
You want to say that one more time?
410-712-6577.
And of course, you can find that directly on your website, bemoreelectric.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. Click on there. They'll have access to your stuff for more information. And what areas do you service, Steve?
So we service from Baltimore City through Cecil County, primarily. We do also service Delaware. That's our newest addition to the Be More Electric family, is that we're taking on more work in Delaware now.
So if someone says, yeah, my electricity bill is very high and I have this home and I want to have my bill go down, they would reach out to you guys and you could come on by and give an assessment of how they could make their place more, I guess, eco-friendly?
That's correct. Generally speaking, a lot of times we do that for business owners. In the home, they should be able to reach out to BG&E directly for guidance on that. But let's just say they purchased a new electric car and they want to have a car charger installed. That's something that we could come out and give them pricing on and install it for them.
Oh, I see. And people can know that they're in good hands because you guys have people there working who've been around in this business for, like it says, like over 40 years of experience, right?
Correct. Correct. Yeah, we have over 40 years of combined experience within our organization.
So you handle the residential, you handle the commercial, and also you work with property management?
We do. We have a specific division within our organization that handles all types of tenant turnovers. We go through units and get them ready for inspections that the counties have and the city has to be able to put new tenants in place. So we are very in tune with keeping the costs low for the customer, but also making sure everything is safe and right for the tenant.
And you make sure the customers are happy because there's a spot on the website for them to leave feedback and these testimonials, and people can see all the positive feedback you've received, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we take pride in what we do every day out there in the field, from the first phone call all the way to completing the service. We want to make sure that our customers know what's going on. They understand the costs associated with what we're doing. And at the end of the day, we try to make sure we leave their place cleaner than when we found it.
Do you guys have a centralized location, Steve?
We are out of Joppa, Maryland, yes.
And when do you normally open?
Our normal business hours are from 7 to 3:30. That being said, we do have an emergency call line if it is after hours.
7 to 3:30, you said? Is that just Monday through Friday?
That's Monday through Friday. That's correct.
Okay, so if they call that phone number that you gave earlier today, they can expect a phone call back coming up on Monday?
That's correct.
And then what was that phone number again?
That phone number is 410-712-6577.
And again, you can find that directly on the website, bemoreelectric.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So you're closed for the weekend, but then you'll be opening on Monday, and you service Hartford, Cecil, and Baltimore counties. And so when people give you a call and they have a question, do you offer like a free consultation? Is that how that works?
Generally speaking, yes. If they have many issues going on and they need someone to come out and determine what needs to happen, we do come out and consult free of charge.
Okay. But the best way to get started would be just to go to the website or call that number?
That's correct. Either call the number or they can reach us via email at bemore@bemoreelectric.com.
And then what was that phone number one more time?
410-712-6577.
Great. And again, you can find that directly on your website, like you said, bemoreelectric.com. To make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook. All right. So that's why I have the owner of Be More Electric on the phone, Steve Sindeldorfer. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to give us a call, to give us more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, Steve. Thanks again. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye. And make sure you keep it here. We have the third and final segment of Chamber Chat coming up with Nick Hatzinikoulos, the owner of Venetian Italian Eatery, is next on WHGM Gold. And welcome back to the third and final segment of Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow. This week's feature chamber is the Route 40 Business Association. And my final guest is the owner of the Venetian Italian Eatery. I have Nick Hatzinikoulos on the phone. Nick, are you there?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Justin?
Hey, Nick, good morning. How's it going today so far?
Good morning. Can't complain, sir. Can't
good.
Complain.
Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Of course, you're with the Route 40 Business Association, right, Nick?
Yes, we are.
And about how long have you been with them?
We've been open about 12 weeks, so about 10 weeks.
Okay, so as soon as you realized you were going to open your business, you decided to reach out to the Route 40 Business Association to join them?
Yeah, we actually did our homework ahead of time, and Leslie, president, she had reached out to us before we opened as well, so they were definitely proactive. That's definitely something we want in our corner.
So if a business is listening and they're getting ready to open up or been in business for a while, would you recommend to them to reach out to the Route 40 Business Association?
I definitely would. In today's times, you need as many resources you can get, especially one that's as prominent as the Route 40 Business Association in this area.
Especially when you're involved with the community like that, it's a nice way to network with these people. So it's definitely worth to check out. And if you do want more information, like I've been saying all morning, go directly to the website, route4040business.com. To make it simple, we shared that link on our page earlier this morning on Facebook, facebook.com/WHGM Gold, with a link to their website and Facebook page. When you click on there, they're going to have access to your stuff. And your direct website is venetianeatery.com, right?
That is correct, sir.
And so for those who might not have heard of the Venetian Italian Eatery, can you kind of explain what that is, Nick, that you guys offer?
Venetian Italian Eatery is the old Venetian Palace. It's located on Pulaski Highway in 1901 Treetop Drive. We've been here since 1981. As I said at the beginning, we took over about 12 weeks ago. So we put a little different twist to the name. We are definitely a new business. And we do have another 3 restaurants in the Baltimore City, Baltimore County area. Valentina's restaurant being our flagship. So we're not new to the game. We are new to the area, though. And we're definitely grateful to be here. Everyone that has come so far has embraced us. The Edgewood community, the surrounding communities, and all of Harford County and Cecil County as well.
And what type of food do you offer?
Italian, but not only. We are, let's say, Little Italy had a baby with a diner. That's kind of where we fall. We're open from 7 a.m. to 12 midnight right now.
And what days are you open?
Every day of the week. You can get breakfast all day. You can get pasta all day. Steaks, crab cakes. Menu's pretty extensive.
And what time did you say you open?
7 a.m.
Okay, so you're open right now for people to come on by. They want to see you for breakfast on this Saturday morning. And where exactly are you located?
1901 Treetop Drive in Edgewood, Maryland.
All right. And they can call ahead of time, right?
We take carryout orders. We also have online ordering on our website at venetianeatery.com. We've also teamed up with all the big delivery services, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, and any one of them could bring our great food to your house.
So if people want to call you, what's the number to call that?
410-679-2330.
And of course, they can find that directly on your website, visioneatery.com. And like I said, to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. I hear your big thing is your mimosas and Bloody Marys, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll sell them. Come, we'll make them. You're going to enjoy them. You'll be back.
And that's available at every morning, right?
Every morning, yes.
And people can actually buy gift cards from you guys, right?
Yeah, we do have gift cards. You can get them online or you can come straight into the store and purchase your gift card.
And then do you have like specials throughout the week, Nick?
We do have specials weekly. On Monday, we're offering crab cake night. Tuesday, steak and chop night. Wednesday, there's a pasta night, $3 off any pasta on the menu. And Thursday and Sunday, half price bottle wine nights. And that's from 3 to 9. Besides that, we do offer lunch specials, breakfast specials, and dinner specials.
And then on the website, you said that people can call and go on Grubhub or, you know, those websites and have the food delivered that way. But you guys also do catering, right?
Yes, we do. We've been catering for quite some years from the other restaurants. So we're going to continue that up here as well. Local schools, hospitals, businesses definitely can bring out meals in bulk. That's what you choose. We can go as expensive as you want. White glove and bow tie or just drop and go.
So you guys cover all different types, and actually you're hosting an event for the Route 40 Business Association here in a couple of weeks, right?
We are. We're very happy to do that and meet a lot of our partners and other members of the association, because due to COVID, we haven't really gotten together like that, and this just started up again. So I'm very excited to be able to host them, show our place off a little bit as well, but more importantly, being able to network with other business owners in the area.
So people can come on by basically to a type of open house where they can come and see you with everyone else on Wednesday, October 13th, right?
Wednesday, October 13th from 5 to 7.
So you can find out more information by going directly to the Route 40 Business Association's actual website and, of course, on your page. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. So you're going to be hosting an event for them. You can bring food to people. And again, people can actually order online and have the food delivered to them today if they want, right?
Yes, sir. Breakfast all day.
So you're open right now for breakfast. So exactly where are you located again?
1901 Treetop Drive in Edgewood, Maryland. That's the corner of Treetop Drive and Pulaski Highway.
And you're open right now. You'll be open till about what time tonight?
We'll be open till midnight.
All right. So you got plenty of time to come on by and get full from all the good stuff that you offer there. And they can go directly to the website for more information at venetianeatery.com. And to make it simple, just go to our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGM Gold. We'll have a direct link to get to the Route 40 Business Association's Facebook page and website. Click on there and they'll have access to your stuff for more information. All right. So that's why I have the owner of the Venetian Italian Eatery, Nick Hatzenicholas. I want to thank you so much for taking your time to give us more information about what you guys offer. Thank you so much, Nick.
Thank you, Justin.
Oh, my pleasure. And that's going to do for us here at Chamber Chat. I'm Justin Mallow, and until next time, have a great day.